The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kieran Mazaria, CEO of Cadence Minerals, KDNC's ticker. Kieran, thanks for joining me.
Good morning. It's a pleasure as always, Justin.
Yeah, and fair bit of news out to you. Invested 20% formally now to own 20% of the Amapa iron ore project. We'll talk about that. Of course, you're in a fundraise and you're in Brazil at the moment, so we'll get a bit of colour on what's happening out there. Before we do, as always, just give us a brief overview of Cadence for people not familiar, if you could, Kieran.
Yes, Cadence is an investment company listed on AIM. We have various investments across both the lithium sector, so the sector that is powering the electrification of vehicles around the world at the moment. And we also have an investment, in particularly lately we're spending a lot of time on, and we see considerable value for Cadence shareholders, is the Amapa iron ore project, which we have brought out along with our JV partners out of receivership, out of Chapter 11, and we're working towards getting it back into production via studies and eventually commissioning and production. And this announcement was effectively the crystallization of a lot of work that has now mean that we now officially own 20% of the Amapa iron ore project in Brazil.
Yeah. And it's worth explaining, what it was last kind of valued at, because what was it? The impairment value was $660 million. Was that right?
Yep, that's correct. So what had happened is that Anglo had bought it off Eric Batista, or Ike Batista rather, back in 2009, 2010, alongside the Minas Rio project, which is a massive iron ore, sort of like 50-year mine life iron ore deposit. And I think at that time they paid around $1.2 billion. Mm-hmm. It was never a strategic asset for that. Then they wrote it down to $660 million and it was bought by Zamin. So, that was, yes, it was valued at that sort of level. And it's a big project, it's an integrated iron ore railway and port, which does need to be rehabilitated. It was going to, our estimate scoping study was about $169 million to rehabilitate it. But it's important to note that it's free on board costs. So the cost it takes to deliver it to the port is around, $22 a ton. And we're going to be producing, a premium product, which is a 65% product for the majority, which I think the last I looked on Platts, that was in the 150s and $160 a ton. Mm. So the margin, so when you take the $160 a ton plus our product, less our production costs, and less around a $30 a ton delivery to China, there's still a substantial $100 to $90 margin per ton. And we're talking about when it's up in full production, a 5.3 million ton per annum iron ore producer. So it has some really great attractive economics, low capex, low capex to in relation to doing developing. We were talking to some developers and iron ore producers in Brazil recently, and when they look at the capex per ton, they look at sort of three times up to four times the value that we're talking about. So, if you were to develop like something like this, it could cost you, $600 million just to develop it. And of course, we're at the lower than that.
Yeah. But even look at that impairment value and saying $660 million on a basic mass, the 20% of that is $132 million, which is way above where your market cap is now at $35 million. It's amazing. So let's talk about the fundraise as well. So you recently raised some funds. What are you doing with that money then, Kieran?
The primary purpose is to go to our next stage in Amapa, to go to 27% for $3.5 million. So, the reason for him raising it then is that, as we had said beforehand, we the obligation for us to deliver that money to the JV was soon as effectively all the conditions precedent being met, which are some licensing conditions, which actually were met beforehand, but we need to get our first 20%. And we knew that was going to occur within the first 2 weeks of February. The last thing we wanted to be sitting around is twiddling our thumbs and going, sorry, we can't deliver the $3.5 million, and therefore lose out on the opportunity to go to 27%. Because as you probably know, just because you've done the placing on X day, you don't get the money until a bit later on because of clearing and all the rest of the stuff that has to come with the admission of shares and on AIM. So it was important to do it early in February, basically at the beginning of February or as early as possible, so that when we knew that the 20% was coming, we could almost immediately, once called on for the next 7%, put our $3.5 million and book that. And that's all that all that money is going into the project. It's going into the pre-feasibility studies for the large part. And that's a really important process towards to get into production. Pre-feasibility studies define engineering basis down to about 20 to 25%. Importantly for shareholders, defines values because we get NPV models. And then that goes to bankable feasibility study. And then you get financing and construction after that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've just come back from Brazil. And what's it like on the ground down there?
It's great. Again, last time I was there, the light infrastructure was already being, money had been invested in that. Now the focus has been with a team. We've got a project manager who deals with all the PFS stuff. That's going really well. All the engineers are being appointed or have been appointed. They're progressing with their studies. As I said, our railway study we've got back, we're refining that. Mine planning is going ahead full steam. Let's see where we can get in terms of mine life, see if we can extend that a bit further than the current 14 years. There's lots of really encouraging progress that hopefully not only will it be about our PFS in the publication of our PFS, there hopefully will be some good news flow in other forms from the mine site from the plant and the mine site and our port over the next 6 months, which should show the progress that we're making. We are making rapid progress. Not only that, the progress in relation to other matters, whether it be licensing, talking to the relevant authorities there. As I've said beforehand, we have roughly bi-weekly meetings with authorities to see how the licensing going. That's really important. So across the board, the week that I was there, there's been progress both on an operational front, licensing front. And in addition to that, of course, we're now moving forward to things like I think I mentioned in the presentation. We're looking to the Beadle joint venture that was with Gold with Anglo-American beforehand. That Beadle joint venture allowed us to mine iron from the Beadle areas of what is called Great Panther. So advancing that, could add some more mine life. So not only are we going to be talking about a fairly low cost asset with a very low capex asset, the one thing that is always was slightly not concerning, but I wanted to extend was the mine life. So if we can get it past 15 to 20, 25 years, not saying that that's guaranteed, that would be a lovely target to achieve over the next 6 to 12 months. So that's another thing that we're working on. In various forms, whether it be possible JVs with Great Panther Mining, or of course, in addition to that, the improvement of the resource model, so that we see if we can get some couple of years out of that as well. So lots going on and really busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's progressing well. I mean, unbelievable there. So if you could, as always, Kieran, for people maybe not following the story as yet, but liking the sound of it, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Cadence to their watch list, please.
Yeah, absolutely. The three reasons are Cadence Minerals is exposed, firstly, to the electric vehicle electrification of vehicles through its exposure to lithium assets, which are all in basically development or pre-development stage, the majority of which. We also, secondly, have exposure to the rare earth metals assets through Hastings Technology Metals, which is also important for the electrification of vehicles. And lastly, the third point is what we've been talking about now is the Amapa iron ore project, which by far to us in terms of what value we can add and where we can go is the most important asset that we've got on our portfolio at the moment, and the one that we're spending our time and effort developing, because we see that's where we can get the best shareholder value out of.
Marvellous stuff. Kieran, good to chat to you. And like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, as always, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.